just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
Shanti. In the school, we all are taught so many proverbs and idioms. One of them was, Rome was not built in a day. It took time to build the vast empire of Rome gradually, slowly, by and by. Things were made obstacles were removed. New constitution formed. The old was thrown away. And the vast empire was built. In the similar manner, spiritual life is also vast empire. And if you want to reconstruct, rebuild, this vast palace of spirituality, you will have to let go of many old things, the clinging, the past programming. Are the greatest obstacle. The empire of spiritual life is built on two important foundations. The first is deprogramming, and the second is meditation. Deprogramming means destroy the old program. Deprogramming means unconditioning. Destroy the old belief systems. The old pattern of thoughts. The old emotional travesty that we have weaved, and to build a new empire that is reprogramming. Deprogramming is the process of emptying your fill with so much garbage and dirt and dust and all sort of rubbish. When your mind and your body is free of all the rubbish, the spiritual force starts flowing within you. Just as body is a vehicle, body is the vessel. We should be kept pure. Entry of anything unclean into the body leads to emergence of illness, sickness, ailments, diseases. So also, the mind is a vessel, a receptacle. The more you fill it with the dirt, the rubbish, the nonsense, it becomes less powerful. Once that pranic flow is established in the body, higher consciousness becomes easy. In the similar manner, once that spiritual force established in the mind, the real spiritual growth starts. We are here to become spiritually strong. We are here to improve our spiritual health. We are here to improve our spiritual well-being. So the first process of becoming spiritually strong is deprogramming, dehypnotization, unconditioning. Throw away all the old patterns. Revolt against them. Spiritual life is the life of revolution. Spiritual life is the life of revolt. Spiritual life is the life of agitation. You are not happy with anything which is old. Anything which is obstructing you from scaling spiritual heights, from reaching that high stage of spiritual caliber. So undergo this process of deprogramming. What is unwanted, unnecessary? Everything which is redundant, should be rejected as poison. And the second method is meditation. Meditation should become the natural state of the mind. It's not that when you're sitting in a particular pose, then only you are meditating. That also has got its importance. But meditation simply means wakefulness. Meditation simply means alertness. Meditation simply means watching. You watch. Without evaluation, you just watch, witness, sakshi. Watch your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your fantasies, your memories, and don't touch them. Just watch and watch and watch. See? Don't touch them. As if you are a bystander. On the road, traffic is going on. People are coming, people are going. Vehicles are moving to and fro. People are commuting. But you remain as a bystander, as a mute spectator, watching the entire spectacle without touching. Sometimes there is a traffic, sometimes there isn't. The traffic doesn't affect you. This art of meditation is the art of getting detached from your own thoughts. Meditation is not just the process of getting detached from body, but it is also the process of getting detached from your own emotions, from your own thoughts, from your own feelings, emotions, from your own fantasies, fancies, your memories. If you are master of these two things, meditation and deprogramming, automatically you become spiritually strong. Spiritual strength, spiritual well-being, spiritual awareness, touching that spiritual core. To be what you are. And as I said, these two processes will take time. It is not an overnight game. Bit by bit. Step by step. One step is enough for me. Move ahead. Living in this moment. A life of full awareness. And yet, filled with joy. A life is serious, and yet filled with comedy, and yet filled with laughter, and yet filled with smiles. There's a perfect harmony. So move without stopping. It takes patience. If you want to learn any new art, you have to become a small child. No matter, you might be the head of some institute, but if you want to learn music, you have to become a small child and accept the teacher as your master. You might be anyone, but if you want to learn new art, you have to begin from zero. Spiritual life is also a new life, with new secrets coming to you every day. New prospective, new perspective, new understanding, new realization, new experiences. Each experience is a build, is a brick on which the spiritual empire is created. A school teacher asked a student, "When was Rome built?" A child got up and said, "Sir, at night." The teacher said, "Who told you that?" He said, "My father often says that Rome was not built in a day." So yesterday, we were discussing about fast effort and fast service. And Baba said, the fast effort and the fast service is through the mind. So the entire process of spirituality is to make the mind powerful. A powerful mind. Is free from all excuses, all complaints. What we are calling meditation is no meditation at all. When we sit in Baba's room, we are sitting with our stupid desires and complaints, and that's what we call meditation. Meditation has nothing to do with all those things. Meditation is not about begging. Meditation is not about asking. Meditation is not about pleading, beseeching, seeking help, asking for cooperation. Meditation has nothing to do with asking or all those paraphernalia of bhakti. It's about being in tune with the higher power. It's about matching the frequencies, the higher power. The two tuning force folk are vibrating at the same frequency. The one is at the higher plane, the another is at the lower. You move up and there is a syncing of the two. They should resonate. Symphony. A divine symphony should be produced. That's when the divine romance will take place. It's not about master and disciple. It's not about guru. Spirituality is not about gurudom. It's not about teacher and student. It's about dancing, singing. It's about movement. The body is a vessel. The mind is a vessel. And what music is coming from it? Spirituality is to resonate, to vibrate, so as to produce a spiritual melody. So yesterday we saw about fast and first. Baba is addressing teachers. So the entire group got immersed in the subtle world, and they are in the form of half moon shaped Baba Bole Bachi. इनको भी वतन का सैर कराते सब बाबा के साथ चलते चलते लाइट की पहाड़ी पर पहुंच गए. एज यूजुअल बाबाज फेवरेट माउंटेन ऑफ लाइट. फिर बाबा ने कहा कि आज बाप दादा आप सभी बच्चों को अनुभव करके दिखाते हैं कि विश्व की दुखी अशांत आत्माओं को सुख शांति की किरणें कैसे देनी है. नाउ बाबा विल टीच यू हाउ टू गिव the rays of happiness and peace to the unhappy weaklings and the worldlings of. तो क्या देखा कि बाबा के दोनों नैनों द्वारा और मस्तक से किरणें निकल रही थी जो पहाड़ के नीचे खड़ी हुई दुखी अशांत आत्माओं तक पहुंच रही थी. So convert this into a drill. There's a mountain of light and you sit atop. And there are souls who are unhappy, in sorrow, in suffering, in anguish, in distress, lost in their own dilemma, in their own predicament. The suffering humanity is below you, and you are at the top, and your eyes have become powerful lighthouse. A strong electric current is moving through your eyes. It's not an ordinary current. Your eyes should become very strong. And only pure eyes are strong. The source of electric current. Send out such shock waves through your eyes. The person should get jerks if they see you. तो क्या देखा कि बाबा के दोनों नयनों द्वारा और मस्तक से नॉट जस्ट आईज बट द फोरहेड. योर फोरहेड शुड बिकम टीवी. इन वन ऑफ द अव्यक्त मुरलीज बाबा हैड सेड योर फोरहेड शुड बिकम अ टीवी. जो पहाड़ी के नीचे खड़ी हुई दुखी अशांत आत्माओं तक पहुंच रही थी. द सोल्स हु आर एट द बॉटम दे आर रिसीविंग दीज रेज. You know, electricity department is the only department in the world with no corruption. Why, you know? When we want to test something, we touch that thing and see and smell. So if you won't have any doubt, just touch a live wire and see how much pure it is. You will get the same current, unadulterated. Uncontaminated, in his unpolluted, uncorrupt form. बाबा बोले, अब आप सभी भी ऐसे अपने मास्टर सर्वशक्तिवान स्वरूप में स्थित होकर लाइट माइट दो. Get situated in your master almighty form and send out light. You are beings of light. We are light workers. Spiritual persons are known as light workers. We work with light. We work with energy. Light is energy. Energy workers. We cultivate energy. Light cultivator. Energy cultivators. This is the generation of energy. We have to work at the level of energy. Talk in terms of energy. Talk in terms of energy, vibration, frequency. That's what Nikola Tesla said long back. A time will come when we all will talk in terms of frequency. When life will become physics. And physics will take us towards metaphysics. So your eyes and your forehead. These are the tools of your service. आप सभी के नैनों और मस्तक द्वारा भी किरणें निकलने लगी. यह अभ्यास बाबा ने सभी को अनुभव कराया. आप सभी भी बहुत बहुत शक्ति रूप में थे. थोड़े समय के बाद बाबा बोले, ऐसे अभ्यास सदा करते रहना कि मैं मास्टर शक्ति दाता की बच्ची, शक्ति देने वाली श्रेष्ठ आत्मा हूं. वन इज टू थिंक दैट आई एम अ पावरफुल सोल, आई एम स्टोर हाउस ऑफ पावर. अनदर इज आई एम डोनर ऑफ पावर. यू आर पावरफुल, यू डोंट स्टॉप एट दैट. यू मूव अहेड एंड नाउ यू स्टार्ट डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग दैट पावर. एंड द मोर पावर यू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट, the more powerful you become. This is spiritual economics. In that economics, if you give, the things decrease. Here, the more you give, the more it increases. So donate powers. Bestow powers. तो विश्व परिवर्तन और स्व परिवर्तन हो ही जाएगा. लर्न टू प्ले विथ पावर्स. There are so many powerful men in the world. But one thing is missing. In those who come into power, nobody teaches them how to use that power. And that's why power is misused. And whenever the power is misused, there would be anarchy, disorder. Fanaticism, bigotry, dichotomy in that system. So learn how to use power. There should be a training given to everyone. Because the moment you begin your spiritual life, you start becoming powerful. The degree of power would vary from person to person. But yes, the moment you begin your spiritual life, you start becoming powerful. But then we should also have the training how to use the power. The moment we misuse power, it will bring harm to you and create a havoc in the world. How to use power? They say in this political world, in the political science, that power corrupts. The moment you become powerful, you start inflicting pain on others. A person gives way to depravity, to moral lassitude, and the resultant spiritual fall. Learn how to use the power. You are powerful. But then know that this is not my power. It is the power from above which is flowing into me. So that will keep you humble. One. Second, this power, I have been given this power to help the world. The world is weak, powerless. To pull them out of that frailty, that state of imbecility, is my goal. I have to make this world powerful. So you must learn to wield your power. How? You use the power. That's very important. So help it. Use it to help the world. Use it not for your own glorification, but for strengthening, empowering, emboldening the lost, the lowliest, the poor, the weak, the diseased. Bring them back to the kingdom of spiritual health. Bring them back to the kingdom of spiritual well-being and let them get rid of all the spiritual sicknesses, diseases, chronic illnesses. Usher them into the spiritual world. That is to become powerful. That is to use the power in a worthwhile manner. Om Shanti.